Why do you blend tea?
Blending tea started as a way to try and keep us healthy. Western medicine was difficult to access, for financial reasons and also due to my MCAS. We didn't know what it was called then. We just knew that it was a really bad idea for me to intake any artificial flavors, colors, preservatives. Allergic to Western civilization is still how Mr. T explains it. Pills often involve fillers and colorants, and they do not actually tell you what those are. I'd been dabbling in medicinal plants for quite a few years, but it was in a patchy touch-and-go sense. Adding a bit of tincture to water, making sure to have elderberry syrup on hand, that sort of thing. However, while I don't mind tincture in water most days, the taste is a bit hard for many people to stomach, including most of my circle of friends at the time. So I started creating tea blends. Effective, but tasty enough that people would actually want to drink them. It started with basics, things that are either generally needed all the time, or that our specific cluster of medical issues made necessary. Sinus infections, colds and flus, migraines, nerve pain, inflammation, sore throats, fevers. Eventually, I realized that I could make teas for taste, too, and that was when our array really started to snowball out of control. As someone who cannot work a full-time job under definitive schedules set by someone else, it was a joy to find something that I could do from home that actually helped people. One of the challenges of being disabled is the sense of being worthless due to a lack of capacity to be a productive member of society. I do realize that a job isn't required for one to have worth, but modern society certainly does a solid job of making that realization hard to internalize. Blending tea allows me to have a way to help people, and the work of it helps to keep me sane while dealing with the ups and downs of life with a chronic illness.